Dr. Julie Galthorpe back in the building, and unfortunately, going to be talking about how marriages don't always pan out. I know I've done that myself. Not all marriages work out, but when it happens to people, they're in difficult positions. They've invested so much time together, money, kids, the assets, that just leave you the it's not happy. It's not the simple thing to just say, okay, well, we're done. What makes September an uptick time for looking at separation, Julie?
So January, it's considered the number one month for divorce. September numbers, they go up. So remember, summer's a time when couples take time to work on the relationship and you're spending time as a family, yeah. You got vacations. So when it's good, it's good. But when it's not, the need to just call it becomes a lot clearer for people. There's also something called the back to school effect, where parents wait until after the summer to initiate divorce proceedings, and then the kids are into their routine and it seems smoother. Another interesting fact is that counseling cycles influence separation. So couples seek counseling sometimes earlier in the year. I think that's probably because of coverage issues or resolutions. Yeah. And then they take breaks in their counseling, or they realize if they've continued straight through since January and the issues remain unresolved by fall, it's time to do something different. Hmm. So hence separation.
Okay. So Julie, September is here now and people know their relationship is unhealthy and not changing. But what happens, you know, they don't want to separate. So why do you think people stay in such unhealthy relationships when they know it's not good for them?
Well, there's several reasons, so I'll kind of hit on a couple of those. So one major factor is that unhealthy relationships often have good parts. Remember, we say like nothing is all good or all bad for mm-hmm. the most part. So people might cling to those positive moments, believing that with enough effort, these moments can outshine the negative aspects. So that's that hope factor, right?
Right.
So also when people say just leave if you're not happy, it's simply not simple, yeah. Emotionally or financially. So economic necessity plays a significant role in keeping unhappy people together. So think about a partner who has stayed home with the family for whatever reasons that people chose early on in the relationship, and that worked in that context. But then it's terrifying to say, okay, what are we going to do? And it's terrifying for both people, not just the person that stayed at home with the family, but also for the person who has been outside of the home working, because then it's, you know, you're drawing on one income. So then there's also people who with two incomes are trying to keep up with a mortgage and lifestyle, and they can't afford two households. Or people who have worked their entire lives and they are in a position of financial comfort, but they don't want to jeopardize that. So these aren't superficial things. And I think often people say, well, I would just leave. Well, it's not that simple.
No.
And it's about living. And then you throw on the high cost of divorce atop of that, which we talk about often. And it's overwhelming for people.
Yeah, no doubt. And that is definitely a tough position to be in. So I've been hearing a lot, like everyone else, about the housing crisis in Canada. So could this maybe play a factor?
Yes. So it's becoming increasingly difficult to find affordable housing. And when you go from two incomes to one and you're saddled with the cost of a divorce, it's overwhelming for people. So some of the stats that I had read were a single parent townhouse that around $3,000 a month to rent. Jeez. And for many, that's simply out of reach. Then you have to multiply that by two, because now you need two of them for your family, and that draws from that income. If one parent can't afford to live closer to the other, so depending on what your neighborhood was before, and then you're trying to find another home in that area, it can also limit the time for children, because if they're in a certain school. And this not only affects the parents, but also the kids' well-being, and it creates extra tension between the partners. So when couples split, they suddenly face all this decision-making alone. So they have to think about where they want to live based on their finances, which then adds stress to it's an already challenging situation.